This, Janet. When she first found out, she direct messaged me. If I'd have known in college I was middle-aged, I'd have done things different. Now, with less energy, her case dire, she posts status updates like, today, my little darling came running up the stairs to tell me about her first day of school. She asked, when you die, do you want to be buried in a shady spot, a sunny spot, or do you want to be put into one of those shiny vases so I can keep it in my room and hug it? Then, crashing replies for all to see, women, none with names I know, with thoughts on prayer circles, or chemo, or quality of life, or death with dignity, write to this Janet, with children I've never met, with more deadbeat husbands than a stray cat. Who is their Janet? Do they see her, share meals, or, like me, did maybe they leave her weeping, lying in her shabby single dorm room bed? And were they, like me, never happier to close a door? All these women and me, now so many strands of a net weaved of well wishes and good words that maybe I bind up, teardrop shaped, sling across my back, never minding what sifts through. One day, because the receptionist reported to my mother, I'd read quietly the whole time in the specialist's waiting room. Before we left the city, we stopped for lunch at Higby's. For me, the hobo meal. And we delighted as our waitress, Charlie Chaplined to our table, shouldering a stick with a bandana sack. She walked past, dipped, let the sack slide down to my place setting. For a moment, mother, the waitress, and I stared at the bright red knot. Then, together, the waitress and I untied the bindle to find an apple and a sandwich cut in triangles. We smoothed the bandana corners, squaring off the placemat, and, as we did so, she touched my hand.